Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
559 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. If you're tuning in to hear Rice or Ricky Sanchez Radio, we are going on a one-week hiatus, so right before the trade deadline next week. Spike is on the injured list tonight, so he'll be back. He's fine, actually. Just his back is bothering him, but no Spike tonight, so we'll do a lot of other things. We will talk about the Sixers later on because, of course, there's a big game tonight against the Bucks. But we start with the NFL. We start with the Eagles. The legal tampering period is over. Free agency has begun. The new league year is started. The Eagles officially announced the Carson Wentz trade, including a tribute to Carson on their website. We'll let you hear later on what Howie Roseman had to say about Carson, how the trade went down. But I want to start with turning the page on the Eagles and an opportunity that could now be presenting itself. So last night I'm home, I'm getting ready for bed, and I actually get a message here from Tucker, who sends me this article from CBS Sports. NFL insider Jason Lockenfor, who we know is a plugged-in insider around the NFL. And the front line, the headline of the article, NFL insider notes, Deshaun Watson to the Eagles. Don't discount it. And as you go through it, Lockenfor lays out why the Philadelphia Eagles could be a legitimate suitor, a serious suitor for Deshaun Watson. And I believe that this is, you know, a possibility. And I believe that there's no question, there's none in my mind, that if the Eagles have a chance to get Deshaun Watson, they have to go get Deshaun Watson. And you know I'm a Jalen Hurts guy. Like I think Jalen Hurts has a chance to be a franchise quarterback, could be a really nice player for the Eagles, and they could build a winning team around Jalen Hurts. There's no doubt in my mind that could happen, and we could watch winning football here in Philadelphia sooner than later with Jalen Hurts the quarterback. But when there's a quarterback as great, and I'm not saying good, I am saying great, as Deshaun Watson, you move heaven and earth to go get him. And it would cost a lot. I mean, the suitors for Deshaun Watson, I would include the Jets, I would include the Dolphins, the Panthers, the 49ers, the Patriots, and you can now throw the Eagles in there. So this is going to be a serious, serious bidding war to land Deshaun Watson. And here's what I would offer. I'll come off right away and say what I'd offer. If I'm Howie Roseman, and I sense there's an opportunity to land Deshaun Watson, who obviously wants out of Houston, who, you know, does not want to be there anymore, and basically is refusing to play for that team ever again. If there's a true opportunity to land Deshaun Watson, I would offer the following. Jalen Hurts, the number 6 overall pick, next year's number 1 pick from the Eagles. The Colts pick that came back for Carson Wentz, which could be a number 1, could be a number 2. We'll see what happens and how much Carson plays and if he's healthy or not. But that pick, and I would even throw this to the cherry on top. I would give the Texans their choice of one of the Eagles' 3 best and probably most valuable young players. Derek Barnett, who's going to be back right now on a $10 million deal. Josh Sweat or Miles Sanders. They could have their pick. Hurts, number 6, next year's 1, the Colts pick, probably going to become a 1, and their choice of any of the 3 young players I mentioned, Barnett, Sanders, Sweat. Boom, make the offer and go get Deshaun Watson. 215-592-9494. I consider this a rare opportunity to get a special quarterback. Now, there was a moment in time, there was a season in time, where we thought that Carson Wentz was special. And if you have a special quarterback, it changes your franchise forever. Aaron Rodgers is special. Patrick Mahomes is special. There are certain guys that are special quarterbacks that you have those guys, and you're going to compete every single year. Drew Brees, now retired, was that kind of special. And then there are certain good quarterbacks that on any given year, they could be really good. You could compete with them. I'd put Matt Ryan in that group. Like guys like that. Deshaun Watson's above that. Deshaun Watson is a special quarterback that I believe if you have that guy, you have a chance to have a great offense and a winning team every single season. I'm going to throw a couple things out because sometimes I don't know if everyone realizes how great Deshaun Watson has been in his young career so far. So he's been in the NFL 4 years. Deshaun Watson now qualifies. Like if you look at the all-time leaderboards, he and Patrick Mahomes have now played enough where they qualify for the leaderboards. Like, you know, passer rating or yards per attempt, whatever, because they've played enough to where they have enough games under their belt, throws under their belt, they qualify. So if you look all-time passer rating right now, pro football history, all-time, in the history of the NFL, the number one passer of all time in terms of passer rating is Patrick Mahomes. You know who number two is? That would be Deshaun Watson. Three, I believe, is now, it's either Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, and then the other one's the other one. They're three and four. So it goes Mahomes, Watson, Rodgers, Wilson. Those are the four highest passer ratings in the history of pro football. Deshaun Watson has a higher passer rating in his career than Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson and Steve Young and Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Drew Brees. Throw whoever you want in there. He's higher than everyone but Patrick Mahomes. And last year, like I recognize how tough of a year the Texans had. I mean, the team's in disarray, the ownership's in disarray, and the leadership's in disarray. It makes the Eagles look like it's a well-run franchise. But last season, Deshaun Watson finished the year with a completion percentage of over 70 and 8.9 yards per attempt. The only other quarterback in the history of pro football to have a season like that, 70% completion, 8.9 yards per attempt. You know who that guy was? His name was Joe Montana, and he did it in 1989. We're not just talking about a good young quarterback. We're talking about the kind of guy that changes a franchise, that puts a franchise on a different trajectory. And if I'm the Eagles, and this report from Lock and Four is now out there, that they are a serious suitor, could be a serious suitor for Deshaun Watson, they not only should make the call, they have to go try to win the bidding. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles sell the farm to go get Deshaun Watson? And that's the way I'm framing it, because that's what it would cost. I mean, it would cost basically every big asset they have in the franchise right now. Hurts, three number one picks, one coming from the Colts, and then one of the Sanders, Sweat, Barnett group. Like, that's what it would cost to get in the mix. Otherwise, they won't win. I mean, otherwise the Jets would beat them because the Jets have a young quarterback and the number two pick to offer. Otherwise, the Dolphins would beat them, a young quarterback, the number three pick to offer, and obviously other things. Even the Carolina Panthers, who obviously are a part of this mix at number eight, they have the eighth pick, and they have some young players to offer. If the Eagles want to win the bidding, and they should, if Deshaun Watson is truly, you know, achievable for Howie Roseman and the Eagles, it's the way to change this franchise forever. I mean, really forever. We're in a spot right now where we have, I feel like, I don't know, 70%, 60% of this city right now is very pessimistic on the Eagles' future. We're obviously pretty split on Jalen Hurts and what he's going to be. I think most people right now are down on the front office, have very, I would say, not great feelings about the head coach. Like it's very hard to find optimism in this fan base right now when you add together uncertain quarterback, uncertain head coach, and a front office that is, you know, all the faith we once had in Howie and Jeff has gone out the window. You know what could change everything about that? Deshaun Watson. Because if you have a Deshaun Watson, the Eagles are going to win football games, and quickly. Like, the idea of building a team around Deshaun Watson, it can happen in a snap. I understand I'm giving away number one picks, but if you put good players around Deshaun Watson, you're going to win games. The Texans have made the playoffs a couple times with Deshaun Watson and won a playoff game with Deshaun Watson. Like, we've seen it already. It's not like he's been a losing quarterback in his career. No, he's been a winning quarterback that is coming off of a year where his team was just completely decimated. Not that dissimilar to here. But the franchise trajectory could change in an instant, because the hardest thing to find, and I always say there's two ways to build a team in the NFL and to win, you know, to build a winning team in the NFL. You can either build one around a young, cheap quarterback, which is the route it seems like the Eagles will take now when it comes to Jalen Hurts and building around him. And they did this with Carson Wentz, and we know they won a Super Bowl. So you could build a team around a young, cheap quarterback, or if you're going to have a quarterback that makes money on your roster and significant money, it better be a guy that's worth it. And there are certain quarterbacks, like the one that just got traded away, and it was announced today, he wasn't worth the money. Carson Wentz, at best, was a good quarterback, and he turned out to last year be a bad one. We'll see what he becomes moving forward. But he wasn't worth the money. I felt that from the moment they handed him the money. He wasn't worth that. Deshaun Watson is. I have no problem paying a truly great, special, you know, transcendent, whatever word you want to use, you know, one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. Let's just put it that way. If a guy is a top five quarterback in the NFL, I have no problem at all paying him because you could build the team that way and he elevates everyone around him. And that's what Deshaun Watson can do at 25 years old for the Philadelphia Eagles franchise. I mean, this is one of those times where, and I remember having this feeling when we talked about the Sixers and James Harden. I remember having this feeling a little bit with Bryce Harper in free agency. And Bryce isn't, you know, he's not a top five baseball player, but in baseball, you just need a bunch of good players. So I wanted him here in Philadelphia. But there are certain times in sports where an opportunity comes along that you just can't pass up. And this is even a little bit different than my feeling on the Russell Wilson story a couple weeks ago, because Russell Wilson is a little bit older. If you want to squint, you could probably see some physical erosion a little bit in what he is. And we don't know how long Russell Wilson will be an elite quarterback, a top 5-6 quarterback. I mean, I think he will still for a little while, but we don't know because he's in his 30s now. Deshaun Watson is 25 years old. When you have an opportunity to get a 25, 26-year-old star at the most important position, you can't pass up that opportunity. And I am a fan of Jalen Hurts, and I believe Jalen Hurts will end up being a productive and winning quarterback in the NFL. And if you build the right team with the right offense around him, I think he could put up some big numbers and win a lot of games and surprise a lot of the city. But guess what Jalen Hurts is probably never going to be? Deshaun Watson. As much as I like Jalen Hurts, I think there's probably a cap to what he's going to be and a ceiling to what he is. And if he's the quarterback here, I'm going to be fine with that and excited to watch him grow and play. But Deshaun Watsons don't grow on trees. To steal the phrase from Howard Eskin, you cannot shake a tree and find a Deshaun Watson. That guy is a special quarterback, and he's available right now. And according to Jason Lock of 4CBS Sports, the Eagles are a serious suitor for Deshaun Watson. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles sell the farm, trade the farm to go get Deshaun Watson? And I'm defining the farm by Jalen Hurts, number 6 overall pick, next year's one, the Colts pick, and they get their choice of one of three young, I'd say valuable players in the Eagles roster right now. Miles Sanders, Josh Sweat, Derek Barnett. One of those guys. Texans, you pick the one you want. 215-592-9494. I say yes. Sell the farm, go get Deshaun Watson, and build this thing in a different way. I mean, you could build it around Jalen and try to go with a young, cheap quarterback, or you could solve quarterback and then fix everything else around it. I would sell the farm for Deshaun Watson. Tucker, your feeling?
When I think about that trade, and it is a lot to give up, right? You're giving up three first-round picks.
Yep, or at least two, and then whatever the Colts pick becomes.
Right. But did you notice that was considered both a conditional second and a conditional first,
now, listen,
depending on where on the Eagles website you looked?
You're just trying to get at us moving across the school.
Some of us care about technicalities.
We
but
all
whatever.
Know what's going on.
But if you think about it, like, I don't see how that trade, the Eagles giving that up, I'd argue that doesn't make them any worse. Right? Like, not only are you seriously upgrading the quarterback position, because I think whatever you think Jalen Hurts can be, it's probably something close to what Deshaun Watson is. Right, like Jalen Hurts' full potential is like 85% of what Deshaun Watson is. You mentioned earlier, Deshaun Watson's second all-time in quarterback rating. Deshaun Watson put up 110 quarterback rating this year on a team that won 4 games. That's the highest in the history of the NFL of a team that won, I think, lost 10 games by about 25 points. He was unbelievable on a terrible team. Like, if we wanted to talk about how Carson Wentz was great and was brought down by a bad team, that's what Deshaun Watson was last year.
Yep.
And when you take into account you aren't going to technically be paying his entire contract, he's on the hook for a $42 million cap hit in 2022 if he remains with the Texans, but that wouldn't be the case if he were here. It just makes a lot of sense because not only are you getting a top five, a top 10 quarterback if you want to be conservative about it, you're getting him at average money at the 17th or 18th highest paid quarterback.
It's a steal.
It's an absolute steal. And when you think about the Eagles' draft track record, when you think about who these players are giving up, I fail to see the downside of it. I really do, and I don't like giving quarterbacks big money, but you aren't giving him big money. I don't like selling the farm for one player, but he's worth it.
Certain players are worth it, and he's one of those guys. 215-592-9494. Deshaun Watson, he is available. Last night, CBS Sports' Jason Lockeford said the Eagles are a serious suitor for Deshaun Watson, citing that teams around the league think the ownership, the management of the Philadelphia Eagles could be the one pushing this. We know what that means. That's Jeff Lurie. That's Howie Roseman. And I know this town right now does not like anything those guys like, it seems like. Whatever Jeff and Howie think, we want to boo and scream and yell at it. But if they want to go get Deshaun Watson, they got my stamp of approval. Let's do it. 215-592-9494. Are you on board? Should the Eagles sell the farm to go get Deshaun Watson from the Texans? Available and right now, an outstanding young quarterback, 25 years old, second highest passer rating in the history of pro football. And I just think when this kind of opportunity comes around, you cannot pass it up. Go get Deshaun Watson. Brian is in Middletown, up first on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Hey, man. What's up, my brother?
How we doing, buddy?
Talking with you. Wonderful, wonderful. Hey, man. Yeah, when you brought this topic up, and I know it's been trending all day. I'm all in. I am absolutely all in. I give them the multiple draft picks. I know Jalen Hurts is from Houston, right?
Yes. So
it'll actually be a good. It'll be a good, you know, move for him. I mean, he can, you know, be close to, I guess, where he grew up, and maybe help to rebuild that franchise. You look, Deshaun Watson won me over when he beat Alabama in the national championship game. That showed me the type of guy and competitor he was, and he just added to it when you saw the type of passer he was, and you know, in the National Football League. I'll never forget that game. You remember the game? I guess it was in 2018, the one that Nick Foles won for us, but they were going back and forth.
It was a great game, Brian. That was one of my favorite Nick Foles games. That was a great game. Watson, you're right. Watson and Foles, I think it was 33-30 might have been the final score of that game.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Yeah, you get Deshaun Watson, you immediately have the best quarterback in the division. And you probably have top three or top four in the conference as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I agree with you, Brian. He's better than Dak, and I think Dak's a good quarterback, but he's better. And, man, it matters, too. And, Brian, I appreciate it. I appreciate your phone call. That matters what Brian said there about the conference. The NFC has a lot of good quarterbacks. I mean, really, from obviously Tom Brady's still going, and we know Aaron Rodgers is still going. I mean, I'd say right now the NFC quarterbacks, when you start looking around and you kind of start ranking the top 10, 15 quarterbacks in the league, you get a lot of NFC guys in there. So, I mean, that matters. Jalen Hurts, if he's going to be the quarterback here, he's going to have to go toe-to-toe and beat Dak, and toe-to-toe and beat Aaron Rodgers, and toe-to-toe and beat Kyler Murray, which we saw that game last year. The NFC has a lot of good Russell Wilson still in the NFC, a lot of good quarterbacks. So if you're going to go into this conference to try to win and get through the playoffs and get back there and all those things we hope is going to happen, you got to fight fire with fire. And I like Jalen, but I like Deshaun Watson more. 215-592-9494. Would you trade the farm to get Deshaun Watson? I would. Matt is in Allentown. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on?
How we doing, bud?
When I just got out of the gym, I was called, what's going on? I didn't hear it wasn't for your show. But there is no way I would do this. We haven't even begun to see Jalen's skill set. If you want to go to college, he played for Alabama in the top. He played for Oklahoma, took him to the top. We haven't seen anything. His explosiveness out of the pocket last year in the few games we saw was unreal. He could be better than Deshaun Watson. There is no way I do this. And the other reason why I wouldn't do this is because these are humans. Maybe his knee goes out, ACL, MCL. You lost the team for 4 or 5 years. You can't come back from that. And you got 52 other guys not playing for a championship, only a paycheck. There's no way. You build around Jalen, you will build a contender or a champion. Guaranteed. He's got the skill set.
Well, I like him, Matt. And I think the Eagles can build a winning team. But what would you say the percentage chance that he's ever as good as Watson? 5%? 3%?
No way. 80.
Oh, Matt.
You have not seen what he can do. We only saw a little bit. Give him a season. Watch what he can do. When he threw that, he has great touch on the ball. He didn't sail it. He has good medium accuracy on his throws. When he went long, he didn't overthrow his receivers. He is just beginning to show you that would be a grave mistake to the Eagles franchise to trade him and sell the farm for Deshaun. There's no way I would do that. I wouldn't do that in a video game.
Matt, I would do it in real life tomorrow. Matt, I appreciate your phone call, and I respect your opinion, but the idea that there's an 80% chance that Jalen Hurts is as good or better than Deshaun Watson, I think we're selling short. Not Jalen's potential. I think we all, to some degree here in Philadelphia, agree Jalen Hurts has potential. Depending on your perspective, you might think he has a little bit of potential, a lot, somewhere in between. I think we're selling short just how tremendous of a football player Deshaun Watson has been. Like, Jalen Hurts' first year in the NFL, it was only 4 games as a starter. He completed, 52.8% of his passes, What was Deshaun Watson as a rookie? I know last year he was over 70% in his fourth year. What was Watson as a rookie? Because I would imagine, and he got hurt, so he didn't play much as a rookie.
61%.
61. He played, what, six games, seven games?
He started six.
So I bet his he probably has similar, you know, completions, attempts. Like, he probably was similar in terms of how much he actually threw the ball to Jalen. Maybe a little bit more because he played six games. Jalen was sort of four and in for others. But the bottom line is, as a rookie, he was a top 10 pick or top 12 pick in the draft. What was he, 10 or 12, Deshaun Watson? 10? 12?
He was 10 and Mahomes was 12?
Something like that. Okay, so he's, you know, first-round pick, top half of the first-round pick. He came in, he took the job in Houston, and he completed 61% of his passes. Now, like, there's just a difference right there off the bat in their NFL careers. Deshaun Watson came in as a higher pick, higher pedigree, hit the ground running faster, and played at a higher level than Jalen Hurts. And it doesn't mean Jalen's not a good player, but, Jalen Hurts being 80% chance to be better than Deshaun Watson, I can't sign off on that. Chris is in Philadelphia. What's up, Chris?
Hey, this is Chris. You want to give up way too much for Deshaun Watson.
He's worth it.
I'm not saying you give up all that and the kids out of the league in 2 years because Philly's offensive line is crap.
No, actually, I think the offensive line is fine.
Not. How did it do last year?
Because they were all hurt. But Chris,
all
they were hurt.
I think Deshaun Watson would get hurt in the first 2 years.
Chris, did you ever watch his offensive line in Houston his whole career? It's been worse than what the Eagles have had by a lot.
I don't know about that.
But no, by a lot. But Chris, he's had one of the worst offensive lines in the league his whole career.
I love Deshaun Watson. I think he's a magnificent player. 2 years ago, he would have been fine with this line. This line is trash. We still need more help on that. I don't think he would even last 2 years. I think he'd be hurt, and I want to see the kid go down. I think he would get hurt and possibly end his career because this offensive line is trash, and he's got no receivers.
Yeah, I don't
it's
think any, Chris.
Him in that Texas,
yeah,
but, you
I,
know.
Yeah. I, listen, I hear you. I don't think any of that matters, and I appreciate your phone call. I mean, I'm not going to not trade for a great quarterback because they don't have good receivers here. Get them later. Get good receivers later. He'll make players better. Like, you could sign offensive linemen and draft offensive linemen and develop offensive linemen. Like the idea that I'm not trading for Deshaun Watson because this team isn't good enough for Deshaun Watson, he'll make the team better. That's the whole point.
Also, if you're afraid of playing any quarterback behind the offensive line, let's trade Jalen Hurts. But let's get rid of all quarterbacks if we're not going to allow anybody to play behind this offensive line. Then next year we'll have three all-pro talents on it. Yeah, how many other offensive linemen have three first-team All-Pros lining up on?
Yeah, I think we've gone way too far in that the offensive line. Yes, the offensive line that ended the season last year, which was down to, you know, fourth stringers at certain positions. Yes, that was a bad offensive line. But if we open up week one, it's Mailata, Seumalo, Kelce, Brooks, and Johnson.
And do you know who allowed the second most sacks last year?
The Texans.
The Houston Texans.
And Deshaun, he survived? He's alive?
Somehow.
I think he's alive.
I don't know how.
215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. We'll come back, all your phone calls. And let's hear from Howie Roseman addressing the future of the position. He spoke today to the Eagles website after the Carson Wentz trade was announced. Are the Eagles locked in on Jalen Hurts as their future starter? Interesting answer from Howie Roseman, and it plays into this. Improving the position, doing whatever you have to do. And I say if that includes giving up the farm for Deshaun Watson, you do it. Would you trade the farm to get Deshaun Watson? I would. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.